welcome back to the show. We've had another week of opinions, experts, open line wisdom, and hot takes. It's that time to bring together our dynamic duo to help explain the week that was. It's time for The Wrap.
Goodbye now is over.
That's all, thank you.
All right, that's a wrap.
It's Friday, and this is The Wrap on the Jazz Joe Hall Show.
Thank God it's
this week, we look at new Canadian alcohol guidelines, which advise two drinks a week maximum. Is it the right thing to do, or just more rules from the puritanical killjoys? And in our fast-paced, always-connected 24/7 world, could our rap panelists survive a lighthouse keepers live as light? Sorry, could survive as lighthouse keepers living in isolation? Joining us today is our regular rap panel, Leah Lives, a TV reporter and radio host, and of course Sarah Daniels is a real estate agent in South Surrey. She's an author and broadcaster as well. Leah and Sarah, welcome.
Hi,
what up, Buttercup?
What up? Well, all right. Newly proposed guidelines for alcohol consumption says Canadians should stick to a maximum of two drinks per week. I already see people laughing. Per week in order to reduce the risk of negative health consequences. Now, the report was published by the Canadian Centre on Substance Abuse and Addiction. That was this Monday, and it followed 2 years of research and review of more than 5,000 peer-reviewed studies, and says alcohol in even small quantities can be harmful. Now, the same organization last updated the guidelines in 2011, which at that point they said men should limit their alcohol consumption to no more than three drinks per day, so that 15 drinks per week, while women should stick with a maximum of 10 drinks per week. Leah, let me start with you first and foremost. Is prohibition back?
I think so. I mean, two drinks a week? Are you kidding me? I'll be honest, Jazz, on Monday, I'm done for the week then. Like, my two are done. So, like, I have to save up 4 weeks in advance then. So then I can have, what, eight drinks? Like, what's this all about? I don't know. I can't do it. I have tried, but do they know how stressful life is? I mean, really, that's my only vice. Don't take that from me, please. No.
Sarah, do you think the rules are just too stringent? I mean, I know there's a range, I guess, but don't you think these rules are just too stringent?
Well, you know, they used to say, you know, drink in moderation. And when I was in my 20s, that meant just getting obliterated all the time because we were idiots. That was moderately ridiculous, so moderate drinking. I mean, you know, it's people used to drink when they were pregnant. And, you know, and then the advice was that you could maybe have a drink or two when you were pregnant. And this is like, I'm talking 30, 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. And some people's version of moderate and other people's version of moderate might be entirely different is basically how it works. I think that they're just trying to scare the bejesus out of us by saying two drinks a week because they know full well it's going to be more like 6 to 8.
Yeah, yeah. At least.
I mean, right? So if you say 10, people are going to go, 10, well,
that means 20.
I can get by with 14. 14 will be fine. Who will know? Yeah. I won't tell anybody. Two, people start to edge back down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we do have dry January, which I'm told is a thing now. Everybody is trying to, I guess that's, you go back to the gym in January and you kind of forget about what you did in December a little bit. But I mean, for you, Leah, what would you think is, you know, reasonable, fair, and more importantly, just responsible, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what it is, but, you know, two a week is ridiculous. But
If you saw my fridge with all the wine, and if you saw my desk right now that has a glass of wine on it, then you'd know two is not how I'm going to go, for sure.
It's not
definitely
it.
Not.
This is what happens to traffic reporters. This is what happens to traffic reporters.
We just drink.
They end up drunk. It's just, it's nightmare.
Sarah, have you heard of the Vancouver groups are now, you know, they're called Sober Saturdays. There's different groups where they get people together, but there's no alcohol involved because there's an argument that, you know, we've conditioned ourselves every time we go out socially, we have to have a glass of wine. You have to have a drink. So there's groups now popping up even in Vancouver that you can go to social events, but there'll be no alcohol served. Do you think partially this is maybe just a healthier society saying, you know what, we're going to push back on some of the sort of the built-in norms of socializing?
You know, it really sort of depends on where you're going and what you're doing. I mean, I live in South Surrey. A lot of my friends are in Vancouver. So if I'm going in to have dinner with friends in Vancouver, likely I'm not having anything to drink. And at very, very most, like a 5 ounce glass of wine that you have like 5 and 9 ounce. I'm at 5 because I have to drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the last thing I need is, you know, former traffic reporter busted for drinking on the cover of The Province. I mean, I got enough problems as it is.
It could be me too, Sarah. So
yeah,
there
exactly.
Go.
I don't need to add that to the list. So, I mean, for me, like sober Saturdays or not drinking on Saturdays if I'm not with friends. I was out for dinner in Vancouver last night. I drank ginger ale.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, so it's for me, it's kind of like a way of life. If I've got the girls over in the neighborhood, sure, we'll all have a glass of wine. That's fine. But you're walking like 30 feet. I mean, you know, I'll make sure you all get to your doors. But like, that's about the worry and the extent of it, right? Nobody's driving 2 doors down. It's not Los Angeles. So, you know,
and
it's normal.
They always do these studies, right? One year they say drinking in moderation offers protection against heart disease. And then a few years later, they say, guess what? A little bit of alcohol doesn't decrease or increase. So it's always changing. It's like, when are they going to finally come to some consensus? Are they just trying to scare us?
It's the same thing with like, go to the gym. Well, I go to the gym all the time. I drive by it. I wave at everybody inside. I've gone.
Yep.
I've come and gone. Nobody ever admits
you go to the
any
pub down
about
below.
Going inside. I don't go inside. It's safer for me outside.
I just think if you're going to release this kind of information, at least make it passable so somebody says, okay, I can try. I think that's reasonable. But two a week.
I think it's honestly just trying to scare people into reevaluating their drinking habits.
Yeah.
And you know, for some people, like I said, I mean, if you're having 5, 6, 7 drinks a night, you know, that this will scare the pants off of you. Maybe they'll curb it down to 3 or 4. That's a start, right?
Yeah, maybe next year we'll have 4.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, coming up next, would Sarah and Leah survive as lighthouse keepers? That's next.
Oh, God.
Without wine, that's next.
Yes.
No.
Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we are speaking to our wrap panel. Leah Halive is a TV reporter and radio host, and Sarah Daniels is a real estate agent in South Surrey. She's an author and broadcaster as well. Well, earlier this week, the Canadian Coast Guard announced that they're looking for new assistant light keepers. Instead of one position, a pool of qualified candidates is being put together to staff positions in various locations on BC's coast. Now, the job pays from anywhere from $45,000 to $60,000 per year, but the Canadian government does say the position of light keeper involves being comfortable working in remote areas with few people and traveling by boat or helicopter and living on the edge of the ocean. Now, earlier today, Caroline Woodward, who is a retired lighthouse keeper, spoke to our colleague Jill Bennett to explain what the job entails. Take a listen.
So the first shift would start at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then the afternoon person comes on at 1 o'clock and works until 11 o'clock at night. We all have televisions. We can all tune into Netflix. We aren't all like bearded, craggy hermits, you know.
Well, that's a good sign, I would think. She didn't mention Starbucks in the neighborhood, but let me go to you first, Leah. Your thoughts. Could you survive as a lighthouse keeper?
Oh, do you know me? I mean, I would honestly like to think I could do this job, being in a remote location. It sounds peaceful, but let's be honest, okay? Where would I get my lashes done, my hair, my nails? I mean, who's going to do that for me? Nobody. I couldn't go out anywhere, so I'd have to live there the rest of my life. So for me, I'm out. If I can't take care of my stuff, I'm out.
Sarah, what about you? The peace, the tranquility, you know, you get to sort of, you know, do a bit more yoga, whatever it may be. It's yoga.
When did she do yoga?
I thought you did
driving
yoga.
Driving by the gym. Why am I doing yoga? Who are you kidding?
Any chance you could survive as a lighthouse keeper?
I'd be out fishing for cod all the time, don't you know? It'd be fabulous. Are you kidding? I'd bring like all the books that I haven't read that I've been meaning to read. I would park my ASS in that lighthouse. I mean, I'd be happier than happy could be. As long as I could bring the dogs, I'd
Netflix.
Be, now, yeah, I don't even care about Netflix. I would be happy. And then probably about the 6 month mark, I'd probably start going a little insane and I'd start making veiled threats to management and they would have to
and
like
talking
you know,
to yourself
a really nice package because of my mental health. So, you know, I'm figuring for 6 months, I could do it. I could do it.
6 months,
By the time I came out, though, I mean, holy crap. I mean, he was talking about the hair and the eyelashes. I don't even want to think what I'd look like.
You know, people go on these retreats, 2 weeks, a month, month and a half vacation.
That's fine.
You could handle treat it as a retreat. You could do that.
Yeah, I could do 2 weeks. Definitely.
The funny thing is, I say all that, but you would never find me on a show like Survivor because I'm sorry, I am not being filmed at my absolute worst when I have not seen a toothbrush or a razor blade for 30 days. That's not happening.
On my own devices
where nobody else is seeing me, I could probably get by.
Otherwise, they probably have a camera on you, making sure you're doing your job. So there's that.
Could you live without Netflix? Could you live away without media, just the outside world?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
I think I need a little bit of a detox. I'm too involved watching local media and international media that I probably stress myself out too much. A couple of good books probably wouldn't kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jazz?
I don't think I'd last. I could do 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I mean, it's great, but you know, when you're in the media for so long, you're used to being connected. I mean, it'd be peaceful. It'd be beautiful.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah, you would. I don't even know what I do. I'd probably end up calling open line call-in shows myself, just with opinions on things.
You could do the show remotely.
Yeah.
From the lighthouse.
There you go.
Could you
as the boat goes by, you're out there waving frantically, right? Like, hello.
Maybe the listeners don't know, but actually, Jazz right now is in Colombia.
Yeah.
He's not even in British Columbia. He's just in regular Colombia.
Oh, could you imagine? I mean, just today with lead story, 3 boats went by safely.
But it could happen.
Breaking news.
It could happen because I did a Zoom course on Wednesday because it's, you know, real estate Zoom course, and our instructor was in the Philippines. I kid you not. He was leading the Zoom. Yeah, so anything, you can be anywhere right now. So you can move to the Lighthouse Jazz and, like, you could rock it.
I did this show from my home for a month, and it was killing
me. How'd that go?
Oh, it was fine. Technically, it worked fine. But at one point, I had the show on and the UPS driver came and dropped the package off, and he waved through the window. He was listening to the show. But, like, I was stir crazy. I have to navigate through rush hour. I have to navigate through rush hour getting home. I have to be at the office. It was painful working from home. Everything worked. That was part of the problem. But it was like, no, I just have to be downtown. I have to miss spaces. I do.
Right?
I do. Yeah. I couldn't last at home. And I had my own little office and everything was working fine. I'm not going to last in the Lighthouse. It's just.
Was it your family trying to get rid of you? Is what you're really
Yeah, my wife definitely. She was very.
Giant slingshot aimed at the front door of your head.
I know. The only advantage was you could do the show in your pajamas, which I did it a few times. That was about it.
I'm doing the show right now, by the way.
You don't want to see Sarah right now.
Exactly. Ladies, thank you so much for your time. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, guys.
All right. That is Leah Halab. She's a TV reporter and radio host. And, of course, Sarah Daniels, a real estate agent in South Surrey, author and broadcaster. They are part of our wrap panel. I always enjoy my conversations with them. We're talking about whether or not they could survive as lighthouse keepers. I think the answer is no. I love their conversation, obviously, about the 2 drinks a week recommendation that came out this week as well.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.